each other. And they have you as a cat mom.
It's true. We're a little pack.
You're a little pack, a little tribe, if you will. Okay, so who do we got lined up for this week's show?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so last show, we started featuring Canadian and regional artists. And I wanted to continue that with this episode as well, because there are so many more artists that are fantastic that deserve to have a little bit of attention. And so far, a lot of our playlists have been focused in the States, where the Americana concept began. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
We have the Thunderdome happening right now.
I heard it and I saw it.
Okay, so the first artist that we're going to feature today is B Knox. So that's B, just the initial B, Knox. The track that we're going to feature of his is called Deep Dark Love, and it is from his debut album, Heartbreak and Landscape, which was released in 2020. This track in particular did extremely well. And I want to tell you a little bit about his background. So the music scene is small and the Americana world is smaller, and you'll see that reflected throughout the entire show today. So let's talk about B Knox. He and I first connected online because the Americana world is relatively small in Ontario. Then we met because we were both recording our sophomore albums at Baldwin Street Sound with Aaron Goldstein in Toronto last year. We also had really similar stories. We both left professions and then eventually found ourselves in music without actually intending to leave to become musicians. So B Knox had been a teacher. He decided to leave that profession for just a series of reasons. It didn't really fit him and what his goals were. And then he decided that he was going to record an album, a collection of songs that he had been playing over the years because he, you know, played out in pubs and was a singer-songwriter. And it turns out that the songs were good enough that they attracted the interest of a management team. And then he launched this record last year, and it did so well that they were about to go on tour, and then COVID shelved all of those plans. So I wanted to give B Knox an opportunity to speak to our listeners directly. So this is B Knox telling us a little bit about the background of this song, Deep Dark Love, and letting you know how you can find him online and find more of his music.
Hey, I'm B Knox. My song Deep Dark Love is about that kind of longing and retrospect of love that is just so intense you can't shake it. It has everything to do with that last line in the song about being sorry and being sorry that I have to be sorry at all. It hinges around that kind of idea. The other key part of that song being the idea of a piece of that person being in every song that you write, which is in the bridge section in the middle. So yeah, that's my song Deep Dark Love. You can find me at B Knox Music on Instagram and B Knox Music on Facebook. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it.
And here's B Knox with Deep Dark Love from his debut album, Heartbreak and Landscape.
I'm so sorry for these walls, love, but you know they can't come down. There's too many arrows in the air, too many stones on the ground. Words hit like torpedoes, striking ships within my heart. Doesn't sink straight to the bottom where the waves will tear apart. It's a deep, dark love, clinging to the shadows, falling from the light. Us a lifetime, but it won't last the night. And when you're sitting at the mirror, taking off the night, do you hear my whispered words of love? Do they wash clean out of sight? Thank you. me thinking of you in every single song. And it's a deep, dark love, clinging to the shadows, falling from the light. Lifetime, it won't last the night. And I'm so sorry for these claws, love, sharpened tongue and vicious teeth. Never meant to say I'm sorry or to mean it in the least.
All right, what's up next on Americana Cool?
Okay, so the next song that we're going to feature today is from an outfit called The Guaranteed. This is actually Derek Anderson's Americana Roots project, where he's the songwriter. So Derek, if you know him, he's best known for being a player. He's actually an instrumentalist that plays in Eamon McGrath's projects. He's a fantastic pedal steel player. I've played with him here at a show at the Casbah. In January of 2020, right before we got shut down because of the pandemic. He's also a really fantastic mandolin player. So he's originally from Dundas, so he's got a local connection to Hamilton, but he's been living out in Edmonton for years. And something that people out east and in Ontario may not be aware of is that Edmonton is a hub for folk, roots, and Americana music in Canada. He's a core part of that world. He organizes festivals and events. He is an instrumentalist that plays with lots of up and coming and established musicians. And this is some of his music. So I wanted to give our audience an opportunity to hear him. So this track that we're going to feature is called Win Back Your Heart. It has a really memorable and catchy walk up in the chorus. So listen for that, because you're going to love it. And then you're going to want to hear it. And you're going to want that chorus to come back to you. It also has that classic Americana sad twist with its lyrics. So the chorus is, since we lost the spark, I've been living without a cause. Wish I knew how to win back your heart. This is Derek Anderson, aka The Guaranteed, with the track Win Back Your Heart.
Steady pass of wheat field, soft rain rolling down the windshield. Heavy clouds are reaching in. So much has been happening, I feel like starting over again. But I wouldn't know where to begin. Since we lost the spark, I've been living without a cause. Wish I knew how to win back your heart. Fence posts lean to shore.
All right. Coming up next on Americana Cool, please say it's Dorje the Singing Shaman.
It is.
Okay. Because when you sent me these songs, I listened to that like 3 or 4 times. And I was like, whoa, it's a lot of fun, this track.
It is so cool. I'm so glad that this is a standout for you. Off the top, I said that this episode is going to show how interconnected the Americana and music scene in general is in Canada. This is a recommendation from Derek Anderson, who we were just featuring with his band, The Guaranteed. So as I said earlier, he's really keyed into the burgeoning folk scene out in Edmonton. And this next artist is someone that he plays with who is picking up a lot of steam. So Dorje the Singing Shaman has an incredibly powerful, soulful blues voice. I want to feature the first song from her debut album. This song is called New Kind of Outlaw, and it is genius. A couple of episodes ago, we did a close reading episode of songs, and I want to do that for this song in particular because she absolutely deserves it. So this song plays with the idea of what country music is from a race standpoint. So the form has been whitewashed for so long that she has to start off the song by identifying herself as a Black woman in the scene as an outlaw, because that's what she feels like. She doesn't see people like herself featured as often as you would think. So one of the first lines is, "I love country music. Will country music love me?" Then a little bit later in the song, she starts name-checking some other incredible Black musicians in the genre, including one of our favorites, Valerie June.
Right.
And we featured her song Twined and Twisted in an earlier episode, and it's absolutely haunting and gorgeous. And go check out her entire back catalog. And then the end of the song, she finally concludes by reminding us that country music is Black. It comes from Black forms. And even if players and singers were whitewashed, those Black artists have always been there throughout, and they're the foundational people who created this music. So when you're listening to this track, think about that messaging, but then also think about the arrangement. She includes traditional instrumentation and traditional elements, but she has a twist. So for example, she has banjo throughout the song, but then she pairs it with this really cool soaring, almost 80s rock style guitar solo near to the end of it. And then she has like gospel style harmonies, but they have an indie rock twist. So it's just really exciting to see what she's doing. I think she's a visionary. You gotta keep an eye on Dorje. If you wanna look her up, it's DORJAY, the Singing Shaman, and this is her song New Kind of Outlaw on Americana Cool on Steel City Music.
I'm a new kind of outlaw. Can you see past the burden, boys? 'Cause I'm a new kind of outlaw. You see, I am wearing no daisy dukes. My fro is to the roof, and I ain't here to look cute. For I'm a new kind of outlaw. So no mainstream radio. When you're a new kind of outlaw like me, they ain't feeling your black queer flow. My ass is fat. I'm chill, people got to air my show. Country music, what you gonna do? Yeah. we have been outlawed. Different standards for our girl Mickey. Only choice to be is an outlaw. Shout out to Linda Montel, Valerie June, our native daughters, Missy, Ruby, Donna, Mason, Tyre, being outlaws. Put Yola on your war ballots. Maybe we don't have to be outlaws. So here's just one.
Okay, so we go from Dorje to local hero. Well, we call him a local hero because we really enjoy his music and his company whenever we get to have it, which is not a lot. But last night he did a sold out Casbah patio show. And I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately, you had to work it.
Oh, it was fortunate, Gunnar. I wouldn't have been able to get a ticket. It was so well attended. It was insane. We had no extra space. We had people on the sidewalk watching.
That's great. I'm glad that that happened. It's just that, you know, you had to record today. So I know what it's like when you work late and then you have to like, now I got to sit on a Zoom call with some num-num and like, you know, do pitch. A little tired. You're doing a great job, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. But yeah, you know, it's one of my favorite things, talking about this style of music with you.
This is a fun segment to do. But I got to ask you a quick question before we go into it. Who's singing backups on this track that we're about to talk about? And go into it.
I'm pretty sure it's Justine Fisher.
It is Justine. Okay.
I'm pretty sure, but I can double check that.
Yeah, it sounded really good.
She has a fantastic voice. It's crazy. Yeah.
I suspected it was her, but I didn't want to come out and say, wow, Justine sounds great on that, and find out it was someone else going, way to go, you putz. You really blew that one, yeah.
Honestly, okay. If I'm wrong, we're just going to have to delete this whole section.
We'll leave it in. It's so human of us. But tell us about the track and how you went about it.
Okay, so first I'll tell you guys what track it is that we're going to feature, and then I'll tell you a little bit about Maddie in case you don't know him. Strange Weather is the name of the track, but it's also the name of the album. This album came out in 2019, and I want to make a really quick little side note here. The way that things work in the music world is typically artists will put a significant amount of time and effort into recording a full album. And then their plan after that is to release it and then tour it for a year and a half or a year. Any album that came out in 2019, and of course the ones that came out in 2020, artists just didn't have the opportunity to do that. So if you haven't had a chance to check out Strange Weather by Maddie Simpson, please go to all of the places that you find your music. You'll be able to find it, give it some love and attention. Maddie, as Gunnar said off the hop, is an incredible player. He's well regarded as world class in terms of his electric and acoustic guitar skills. Like, he's amazing. And he's got this wonderful voice as well. He is a professional musician. He's toured the world with major acts for like over a decade. And he's local. So he's originally from Port Dover. He's a Hamilton favorite. He's been living in Hamilton for quite a while at this point with his partner and musical collaborator, Justine Fisher, who is also a coworker of mine at the Casbah. And I believe this album is the first time that he's really treated us to a full take of his own compositions. So when you're listening, you're going to hear a lot of influence, even though it's not like direct, from his favorite musician, Jason Isbell. Jason used to be one of the singers in the Drive-By Truckers, who we have featured in a previous episode. So again, here are the connections that you see within this world. But his voice is really gritty. It almost has like an Eddie Vedder kind of Pearl Jam feel to it. Do you think?
Oh, yeah. I hear some slight similarities in it. I always have this weird thing where I try not to say things like that all the time because I end up doing it. And then the artist hears it and goes, I don't sound like that person. And it's like, no, it's, I meant it as like, you know, a good thing. It was a compliment. It was like, it was for all of us to make a comparison, you know. Happens rarely, but I'll let you say it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I hear it. You guys let us know if you hear something else. But it's all Maddie, right? The idea is not to say that this person is exactly a copy or something like that. It's just like, right, here's yeah, little shades of things that you might hear. So I chose this song because it's a title track of this album, Strange Weather, but also because last night at the sold out show that he played at the Casbah Patio, we had the craziest weather that I could have expected. It started off clear at the beginning of his set. Then we had clouds move in. It started drizzling. Then it started actually hardcore raining. So Justine walked up, shifted around Maddie with a giant patio umbrella, opened it up, and then put it over top of him while he was playing to protect him from the rain. Everybody else was protected by the rain underneath their umbrellas at the tables. And then we got into the eye of the storm, and right at the end of his set, the weather cleared and the sky broke and these enormous clouds behind him got lit up pink. It was absolutely so bizarre and so dramatic and so cool. So it was some seriously strange weather, right?
Fits the set.
So this is Maddie Simpson with the track Strange Weather from his 2019 album, Strange Weather. Musicians have been hit so hard by the pandemic. Go pick up a copy of this album, maybe one of the t-shirts or tank tops that they've put together, and throw him a little bit of money so that he can make another beautiful album for us to hear.
Strange weather for this time of year. sound on the sidewalk. Strangers at the front door.
Okay, so moving from local heroes to Canadiana Indigenous heroes, Logan Statz.
Logan Statz. Okay, so again, tiny, tiny world. Far before I started to make music myself, I was living in Brantford and I was working as a lawyer, and I first met Logan Statz there. He was in this incredible indie rock jazz fusion band at the time. He was the front man of it. It was called Ghost Town Orchestra, RIP. It hasn't existed for a long time. But I took note of him at that time. He just has this like charisma. He's a very, very electric type of personality. It's been really great to see his solo career blossom in the years since. He is known for having a very smoky, emotive voice, and he really bridges this world between folk and pop. So over the course of the show today, we're going to be all over the place in the umbrella that's captured by Americana. There are so many like sub forms of it. This is probably the poppiest that we're going to get because it's a direction that Logan has gone in recent years. But there's a good reason for it. He achieved mainstream success throughout 2018 and in 2019 off of his win on the first season of CTV's The Launch. So he's best known for his single, The Lucky Ones, which is a super cool poppy song. It hit number one on the Canadian iTunes chart right after it was released. And he's also been featured in a Canadian-made documentary called When They Awake, which celebrates Indigenous artists and their communities. So what I wanted to do is feature one of the newer singles that he released. So this is a song that came out in 2019, and it's called Fear of the Flame. And it's just so, so beautiful and kind of haunting. And you'll hear that smokiness and strength in his voice. This is Logan Statz, S-T-A-A-T-S. Look him up, follow him on all of his social media, get some of his music. He is... just an incredible talent, and you're listening to him here on Americana Cool.
I found a low you've never seen. I wish I never saw coming. Hit me in waves just like the sea. I wish I never started running away. But I keep searching till it starts burning. When it hurts, at least I know I'm learning. Don't forget me in the fire. Don't you let me lose a flame. So protect me from desire. I'll be lost in the fear of the flame, of the flame, of the flame. I lost a high. And always running away. So I keep searching till it starts burning. 'Cause when it hurts, at least I know I'm learning. Don't forget.
All right, next up on Americana Cool is Lee Wren, and you're listening to Americana Cool with Heather Valley and Gunner on Steel City Music. When you hear this next song, and I'm just doing this little intro, Heather doesn't know that I'm doing this, even though she's sitting across from me. When you hear, right off the get, you hear Heather Valley songs. It was a trick for me. So I'm paying you a compliment. I don't give her a lot of compliments, but I could hear you in this song, just the beginning of it. There was a vocal part and I went, holy crap, that's her. You know, I don't even think she realizes it. That's my version of what I hear. Now everyone else's can be different. So listen for that. And if you are a Heather Valley fan, go back, listen to some of her music, listen to this part of the song, go, yeah, he's right. Or nah, he's not right. That's whatever. But let us know. So go ahead. Tell us about Lee Wren.
You know, I'm going to do that right after this.
Oh, I know you are.
Go back. I'm like, what? I wonder what he's talking about. Okay. So this track that we're going to feature is, I think it's Lee Wren, but I don't know for certain.
No, it's probably Lee Wren. I'm probably wrong, but whatever.
Not to point that out, Gunner. But this track is called Love Can't Be the Only Reason to Stay. It's a single that was released in 2020, so it's relatively new. Let me tell you a little bit about Lee Wren. Her real name is Lauren Spear. She's a current artist that's currently active. She's based in Montreal, but she signed to Secretly Canadian, which is one of the coolest labels in the States, out of Bloomington, Indiana. My hero was on that label. He was one of the very first artists that was ever signed, Jason Molina, to Secretly Canadian. So I always keep an eye on what they're doing because they're always doing super cool stuff. Her debut EP, so this is Lee Wren we're talking about again. Her debut EP was called Mourning and Melancholia. It came out last year. She started getting some really great press around it. It was about trying to bear the weight of being the only person holding memories after her ex-boyfriend was killed in a car accident. So her stuff is folk in the sense that it deals with themes that I think a lot of us can identify with, even though it comes from a very specific experience that we might not share, right? So this track, I believe, was recorded at Baldwin Street Sound as well with Aaron Goldstein. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you might hear similarities in her voice and style to Sybil Byer. So when you mentioned, Gunner, that you heard me, I was kind of laughing because I was like, oh man, I thought I was thinking Sybil.
Right. This is what we do. It's the only way we can like identify with things or like draw a comparison. You know, we can't help it. We've talked about this just previously. So, you know, that this just where, because when I go, when you send me the music and I listen to all the different stuff and I listen to your stuff and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, this is, and then it's like, now I know why she likes it. Right. But that's another influence to you from the other person. So it's kind of cool. I like it.
Honestly, I think it's really cool too. And we can hear multitudes of things even in one performance. And then it's interesting because it reflects something about the person who's listening and seeing those connections. And then also maybe something about the performer. So I think that the thing I was hearing that kind of connects her with Sybil is this smoky sort of out of the 60s, out of the 70s vibe that this track has. Lee Wren tries to harness that intentionally. So I think that it makes a lot of sense that there might be a real connection there. So anyway, listen to this track. It is called Love Can't Be the Only Reason to Stay. This is a single that Lee Wren put out last year, and keep your ears open for this really gorgeous vocal harmony that she engages in with herself all throughout like the second two thirds of this track. It's just super pretty and is almost like a little lullaby. This is Lee Wren on Americana Cool with Gunner and Heather Valley.
I fell in love at the sight of you. I was taken so overcome. I gave you all I got lost in you. Didn't see till it all came undone. Well, here we are at the end of all things. I guess I learned too late.
that love can't be the only reason to stay. I thought each step that we took was to the beat of our unified heart. I didn't see you were stepping on me while still in the warmth of your arms. Well, here we are at the end of all things. I guess I learned too late that love can't be the only reason to stay. I loved you, my darling, you know that it's true. I loved you till you beat my heart black and but I just can't stand to be treated that way. No, love can't be the only reason to stay. Well, here we are at the end of all things. I guess I learned.
Who's up next on Americana Cool?
Okay, up next is Seth Anderson. So before I put these Canadian, I don't know if you can hear that car alarm going off in my neighborhood.
Not worried. It's not my car.
Hang on, I better go check and see if it's mine. Okay, so I put out this call out on my Facebook account asking for people to give me recommendations of Canadian artists that I might not know or have spent as much time as I should listening to, because I wanted to make sure that these episodes featuring Canadians specifically had as much breadth as they could, right? And a bunch of people recommended Seth Anderson. So I wanted to include this track. It's so fun. This is the most rock and roll that we're going to get on this playlist today. It's a track called Drive Alone, and it's the opener from his album We Could Be, which was released in 2020. He's a folk singer-songwriter with East Coast roots and a passion for adventure, blending elements of indie rock with folk and the spirit of punk rock. He's most recognized for his high-energy performances and catchy, truth-laden, heart-driven lyrics. Strongly connected to the community and surroundings of his Rocky Mountain home of the last decade, Canmore, Alberta. So this guy, Seth Anderson connects the East Coast of Canada with the place that he's called home in Alberta for the last 10 years. And he also has connections to some of the other artists that we've been talking about today. This entire album was produced and recorded in partnership with Eamon McGrath, and Eamon performs in his band behind him throughout the course of this track. So this is Drive Alone. If you are driving, just watch your speed, because you're going to want to rock out to this.
Talk about it.
wish that I could in truth, lost in the heart of mystery. Drought these days alone, I bide my time, won't wait to die. Leave this world alone, I'm broken by time on our side.
Rockingest track that you said on Americana Cool so far. We're going to go into a garagey type of sound as well. Who is the next artist?
The next artist is Catl, C-A-T-L. This is a track called Waiting List from their 2014 album, This Shaken House. They're definitely garage, they're blues, they're rockabilly. They're based in Toronto, and they refer to themselves as a gruesome twosome. They basically have a stripped down juke joint blues band sound that will make you drink and sweat until you can't drink and sweat no more. Check out Waiting List by Catl on Americana Cool on Steel City Music.
You know I'm breaking down time between my family and friends.
Artist named Annie Sumi. I first met her in Guelph in 2017 when I was coming out and playing open mics again after I left my old life. She was working at the Red Brick Cafe, which was hosting this incredible, super well-attended, wonderfully talented open mic. And this album that we're going to be featuring a track from was just coming out at that time. She played a sold-out series of shows at Silence, which is a really cool multi-use art space in Guelph, to celebrate the release of this album. The album is called In the Unknown. This song is called In Everything. She explores themes of what the world is and what it is to be human and how to live your best life throughout the course of this very poetic album. In Everything talks about this concept of where God is. And I don't necessarily think that it should be taken literally from a specific dogmatic standpoint. It's this idea of like the creator or the meaning or the core or whatever. We haven't gotten there yet in the overview of the Americana and folk and roots world that we've been trying to do in this show, Americana Cool. But we will get to an artist named Lasa de Sela eventually. She was based out of Quebec. We unfortunately lost her young due to, I believe it was lung cancer. She has a very similar sounding voice to Annie. Again, they're not the same, but you might hear elements of one in the other. So if you're already familiar with Lasa, listen for it in Annie's voice. If not, you're going to hear some of her stuff in a future episode. You will fall in love with Annie Sumi when you hear this track. She is one of the most exciting folk singers coming out of Canada right now. This is her track, In Everything, and you're listening to it on Americana Cool with Gunnar and Heather Valley.
I found the rain falling on my shoulder. Takes the blame when there is a little bit of God in everything. And I'd stop 100 times just to get it right. I'll be waiting by the riverside till I forget my name. Once and for all, what is it that you call me by? I caught you stealing up all my peace of mind. Why don't you give it away? Give it away, 'cause I heard there's a little bit of God in everything.
Is it?
This is a new discovery for me. So Julie Tidal is a Toronto-based singer-songwriter This is her single, Heat Wave, which she just released this year. And I think it's fitting for the time of year that we're in right now. It's an absolutely gorgeous, hazy, dreamy track. She also really loves the sounds of the 1970s. So you're going to hear a little bit of a throwback to that. She's also very deeply influenced by confessional songwriting, very kind of similar to the female singer-songwriters that came out in the 1990s that she grew up with. So I think that she's trying to give us a nod to the fact that this song is biographical in some way. But it also deals with some themes that I think that we can all identify with, walking around a grocery store and thinking about the things that the person that you loved and maybe isn't around anymore used to want you to buy for them. Now you don't have any reason to, and riding your bike around in a summer heat wave. So let's end with this song this week. This is Julie Teitel with Heat Wave. Check her out online, but listen to this track now on Americana Cool with Gunner and Heather Valley.
I've been walking around the grocery store, thinking about the things you like. Lemonade, only the sweetest one. And I miss you.
Is on the air at 101.5 FM.
Once he got out of jail, he was gone.
He took off for Nashville.
Down in Music City, paycheck scraped by as a backup musician, playing with everyone from Porter Wagoner to George Jones.
He was kind of like a country music Mozart. You know, he played guitar, lead guitar, and steel and drums. And he was an excellent bass player. Probably the best in Nashville in his day.
Oh, this used to be our favorite night spot.
He was a great singer.
And she was here. It was heaven.
next time I'd seen him was he'd come back and he'd change his name to Donnie Young.
Donnie Young wasn't exactly burning up the charts. So he decided he would change.